Welcome to What's Poppin'. This week, my guest is Julia Wei. Julia, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Pass them up.
Julia, my first question for everyone is, how long have you lived in the area?
I have been in the area since I got married. Probably about 25 or 26 years.
Okay. 25 or 26 years ago, where were you before then?
I was in San Francisco and then San Jose before I moved to Fremont.
And then did getting married bring you to Fremont?
At first it was work. Then
it was work? Yes. Then it was marriage. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Married, that's the one that got me stuck here.
So marriage. So Danny's the reason why you're still here, basically.
You can say that.
You could say. All right. All right. So you got here about 25, 26 years ago in the area, and you married Danny. Then how did you get to Prince of Peace?
I get to Prince of Peace mainly also because of Danny, mm-hmm. originally because of Danny. And that time I wasn't a baptized Christian. Mm. And Danny was baptized much longer before me in Missouri when he was studying there.
Yeah.
And then when we met, I wasn't baptized yet, but I did study Bible with different groups. Mm-hmm. And I get to ask him lots of questions.
Yeah.
And then we get to know each other better later on. When we decided to get married, we both realized that we are very imperfect person, and to be it's very scary to be going to married and have children. So we decided that we need God in our life, and then we need to go back to church more regularly. Mm-hmm. And then he started telling me that more about Lutheran church. Mm-hmm. That's how we start coming.
So did Danny find Prince of Peace for you too, or did you guys both find Prince of Peace together then?
He found it.
He found it first?
Yeah, because at that time I didn't actually live in Fremont, but he okay. was.
Julia, you actually work at Prince of Peace now, and so I don't expect you to give this as part of your answer, but what has been your favorite work experience or job so far?
I would, share my recent favorite part of working at Prince of Peace. Mm-hmm. I get to come here and see the parents drop off the kids and get to see them feel the familiarity, mm-hmm. and get to see the parents and the kids from different perspectives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that brings back a lot of good memories. Yeah. And, I see how blessed I was. Oh. God has carried me through since I have kids until now.
Yeah.
Them working at church.
So seeing those families every single day to remind you of everything God has blessed you with your family and what you're able to bring them through.
Yeah, it's an up and down, journey.
Yeah.
Grateful for the grace.
Yeah. Julia, what are two things from the message last Sunday that made you think, sounded good, or caused you to react in some way?
Two points that I remember. One is God is always with us, mm-hmm. even though he's not actually with us.
not physically,
not
right?
Not physically with us, but he's always, with us. He's always around.
Yeah, wherever we go, he's with us.
Yeah, wherever we go.
Yeah.
That gives me a lot of sense of security, sense of safety, and also give me courage to do what I think is right. So I have this peace of mind when I make decisions.
Cool.
And the second one is God has the authorities.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't be worrying because he has the authorities to make things right for me.
And one of the wonderful things about that, which Pastor Zell touched on a little bit on Sunday, is if Jesus is the resurrected Son of God at the right hand of the Father of all creation and has all authority, then whatever he says goes.
Yes.
Right? And if he says that you're forgiven, you're part of his family, then that's what's going to happen. That's who you are.
Yeah.
No one can challenge that. No one can stop that.
Yeah. And I'm not afraid to try stuff. Mm-hmm. When you make mistake, if you honestly know you made mistake, God forgives.
Exactly. Yeah.
He actually sometimes will lead you. He'll give you the lights to go where you're supposed to go.
Yeah. The direction you need.
That's my own personal.
Good. Anything else you want to share from the message? That was two, so you're free to not have anything else, but you may have something else.
No, actually, not only that, we learn to embrace a lot of grace that God given to me that I might not actually pay attention regularly. Like I see the parents and the kids that I actually remember how much grace God has given to me to bring me this far.
It's one of the things that's kind of hard to instill in the kids here today at Prince of Peace is So I've gone through a lot in my life too, and it's not until you've gone through a fair amount you can look back and be like, God is so graceful, right? And the things that he bring you through and he can do in your life when you have no idea he's doing it at the time. Trying to get kids to understand that when they haven't really experienced much of life yet. Like, this is why we want you to stay connected, because he's going to see you through these hard times that you don't even know you're going to have yet.
Yes, and sometimes, you know, the things we complain before,
yeah,
the things we say, why is it so hard? Where is God?
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end, if you keep connecting, at the end, you'll say, now I see.
Yep.
I'm so thankful that I keep connecting, you know,
yep,
not losing it.
Okay, totally different question.
Okay.
And I have no idea where you're going to go with this, but I think it's going to be interesting. What musician or band will you turn up in the car if their song starts to play?
I don't have a particular musicians, mm-hmm, or album or the kind of music that I specifically like about. But mm-hmm, in general, mm-hmm, I go by how the music is going,
mm-hmm,
and then I will pay attention to the words.
Okay.
The rhythm that I like first.
Okay.
But basically, I like music that that I can do line dance with.
See, that's what I figured you were going to go with this, right? So
yeah,
you're a huge line dancer. If you folks don't know about this or are listening to this, Julia leads our line dance God is Good group every Saturday and gets a bunch of people out there, and they love it. And they love the exercise and the time together and the fellowship. And Julia has been working hard at that for, like 6-7 months already, right?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Since last September.
Yeah, last September. And she likes a song that she can groove to.
Yes, before I actually do line dance, I only like specific kind of song.
Yeah.
But after that, you know, I get to listen to different dance and, yeah, pick up different rhythm.
Yeah.
And from then, you know, I start paying attention to many different...
You hear music differently, yeah.
Differently, and
yeah,
and also it depends on how you work with it.
I can relate to that. I can relate to being sort of stuck in a genre of music because that's what I think I like, and that's it. And then once you notice something about music that can have different layers to it, you can appreciate it and be interested in different kinds of music because of how those, whatever that layer is that you're looking for. So you're looking for something that you can dance to,
yes,
right? And so you may be like, now I kind of like some country music, or I like some funk, or I like some hip hop, or I like, yeah, this or that, because you can dance to it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I also wish more people can, you know, join line dance, because I believe line dance not only, you know, is balance you with your mentally and, mm-hmm, emotionally, also physically.
Mm.
It helps you continue your mobility.
Oh, for sure.
You, yeah, realize, like, before I actually do a lot of line dancing, when I travel, sometimes I have a hard time hiking up the places I need to visit.
Yeah, yeah.
But for my recent travel,
yeah,
I realized I can do more than, yeah, before, just because line dance is my only exercise so far.
And it's an exercise where you can kind of put into it what you want to as well, right? Like, you can get more cardiovascular workout if you really put more work into the moves.
Yeah, usually on the Just Dance, we can do about 30 dance, mm-hmm, for 2 hours.
That's so pretty good.
That's a lot of memory too, have to use.
Yeah, that's true. Remembering all the moves and remembering, yeah, when things come, the choreography of it all.
Not only that, you make friends.
Yeah. Well, Julia, thank you for taking time out of your day-to-day and spending it with us on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Mark.